It is time to talk some cricket, and we're going to change it with a different format of the game. The Sydney Sixers bowler, Ben Minetti, is joining us. Ben, good morning.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Very good. Look, it's been a conversation that we've had all morning with a lot of our listeners. Before we get into the Sixers, you as a cricket fan, what did you make yesterday of the scenes we saw out of Brisbane?
Yeah, we were training it from 4:30, so a couple of the boys had it on their phone watching the last hour. So it was a hell of a test match.
Wasn't much training doing then? You were just all huddled around the phones?
Yeah, well, we'd bowl a ball and then run back and have a look and see what was happening. But from all reports and what I saw, it was a good test match.
Unbelievable.
It was... what I liked was, you know, we're going into day five, the last half an hour, and it was basically like a one-dayer. Or a 2020 match, to get the runs or go at the end there. Let's talk about you guys and the Sixers flying at the moment, doing such a great job in this short form of the game there. It must be exciting to play these games when you're playing so well.
Yeah, it is. It is. We keep sort of saying that we don't believe that we've played our best game of cricket yet either. We've had patches where in each game where we've slipped up, whether it be bat, ball or field. But when we are playing well, someone's putting their hand up each game and we're winning at the moment. So hopefully we roll on to Friday against the Thunder and knock them over and try and lock up a spot up in the top two.
You mentioned that you haven't played your best game of cricket, and I'll be honest, I've watched you a few times. The game against the Heat jumps to mind straight away, where you seem to start a bit sluggish, maybe lose a few wickets, or you're just a little bit behind the eight ball, and there is that element of thought that you, maybe tonight is not the night, but then you just come good. What do you put that down to?
I think 2020, there's so many little contests in the big game itself. So just the nature of the game, you're never going to win all those contests. It takes one bloke to have a night out and that can sink your ship. I mean, we've seen a few blokes having a few nights out over the last couple of weeks in throughout the tournament that have won teams a game. But I think we just have this belief that if we hang in there for long enough or someone puts their hand up and does something special that we can win. I think we've won two games in the last over this year and a couple in the second last. So we just try and hang in there as long as we can, and we've got enough match winners to our side to win come crunch time.
You talk about having a night out. Is it must be quite incredible to sit on the sideline and watch someone like a Josh Philippi or a Dan Christian just go to town, because it is genuinely entertaining.
Yeah, it is. It is. You're absolutely right. I mean, you've got Josh Philippi, who's 23, and he's got the competition by the scruff of the neck at the moment. He's had two man of the match performances in a row, and he's playing as good as I've seen him play. And then you've got DC, who's at the complete sort of other end of his career, where he's been and done it all, and he's so experienced. And he comes out at the end of an innings, and we probably actually take it for granted a bit that he can walk out and hit his first ball over the fence for six. As I said, I think we do take it for granted, because there's not many in the comp that have that ability to do it. And plus he's catching and fielding's outstanding, and his bowling's gold too. So we're pretty lucky with the squad of blokes we've got.
Mate, talk me through Jordan Silt, because he is an absolute master in the field. He took a catch on the boundary the other day that was a flat swat, 50, 60 metre hit, and he caught it running in and did it so easily. Do you guys, how hard do you practice in the catching? Because it's an element of the game that is so spectacular.
Yeah, we do. We do a lot of practice, a lot of training around our fielding. But I know particular that night, I was actually out with Silky on that far side practicing in the sun, and I was catching air at some of them because it was out of the sun and out of the lights. And I was like, it's impossible out here. And he goes, yeah, it's the hardest conditions I've had to catch in for a while. And then he went out there and made it look easy. So he does pride himself on his fielding. And not only that, but if he misses out with the bat, he'll actually end up saving his 10 or 12 runs in the field. So he knows he's got, although he doesn't bowl, he knows he's got a role to play for us in the field where he's almost like an extra bowler, where he saves a few runs for us. So I mean, he's golden. He's the standard for the competition in my eyes, but other people might see it differently, but I think he's the number one in my opinion.
Okay, you're on top of the ladder. You take on the Thunder again. So you're on the 32 points. You've sort of scooted out a bit here, which is outstanding. Scorch is second. The Thunder, they lost their last match. You play them on Friday night. I mean, when you go into these matches, you can't really go in with the mentality of, oh, well, you know, we're going to be winning, even though, you know, you want to be thinking that with most matches. But with the way T20 is, and you're right, the battles, it's hard to do form, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it is. You can sit down and you can look at a bit of footage, or you can watch the last game. But as we touched on earlier, it takes one guy to win a game. So they've got plenty of match winners in their side, and they are playing some good cricket. They've had a couple of slip-ups lately, but they're playing some good cricket. So we'll have to be on. I mean, we'll sit down and review a few of their key players and try and work out what the best way to minimise their damage is. But, yeah, while we're winning and while we're confident, hopefully we can just roll into Friday and knock them over.
Now, Ben, here's one for you. You know I went to school with your old man.
Yeah, I did know that.
Does he give you the advice, mate? I mean, I know he's got a role in rugby, but does he say, hey, just, you know, just get the arm up or the elbow up?
It's more usually batting advice, bowling every now and then, but it's usually batting. He usually still gets me and my brothers and tells us what we did wrong and what we did right. But in all fairness, he's probably watched us more than anyone over our life. So there's probably a few little things in there that when we're doing something wrong, he actually probably does notice.
How did it go back in the day at Christmas time with the old backyard cricket? Did you just a few short balls if you were bowling to him at any stage, you know, just sort of rough him up a little bit?
Yeah, he'd only come in and have a bat every now and then. He wouldn't stand out and bowl and field. He'd just walk in and say it was his turn. So, no, there was a lot of backyard cricket. Absolutely killed the lawn and burnt that to a crisp. Usually just dirt by the end of summer, and then winter would roll around and that'd be rugby, and with a bit of rain we'd just end up being mud. So I couldn't tell you the last time we had a full lawn. Actually, it's probably now at home. So, I'm not at home anymore, but there's probably a full lawn of grass at home now, I reckon.
Just go around and burn it, mate, just for old times. So, yeah, hey, what about a text here? No name on this one, but can you ask Ben about his brother's 157 not out and four for at the weekend? What's doing there?
Yeah, he got 157 on Sunday in PGs under 21. I think he had a bit of a day out with the bat and the ball, so.
Beautiful.
He scored a few the day before in first grade, so he had a good weekend.
So he becomes dad's favourite now, does he?
No, for a week anyway. Yeah,
for a week. Until you
someone
can get
else
tickets
will do something next week.
That's right. And so you can get tickets to the next Sydney Smash.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good play.
Hughesy wanted to know how the Cowra Cup was, Dave.
Mate, it was outstanding. I he sent me a message, Hughesy. He said any mail, I'd give him a dud. So he sprayed me. Well, he didn't give me a spray, but I went to Wyangler.
Yeah.
And he goes, what on earth are you doing there? Get to the Imperial. And he said, goes good. So I went to the Imperial. It was very, very good advice from Hughesy. So, no, I'm tipping he would have done some of his best work at the Imperial.
I think he knows his way around there fairly well.
Ben, good luck, mate, against the Thunder. It'll be very good viewing as well, and well done on the season thus far. You're flying the flag for the Harbour City. And who do you reckon you'll play in the final, just quickly? If you make it to the final, who do you reckon you'll play?
Good question. I reckon it'll be us versus the Scorchers in the final.
All right, too easy. Mate, have a good day.
Have a good one, gents. Cheers.
Good evening, Ben.